It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Tamara Gray. You all know her from the Wave Pool, so we're going to talk about the Wave Pool for just a moment. And we're also going to talk about some of the fun things that are going to go on at the park for International Days, because Tamara just does a little bit of everything.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Tamara, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things going at the Wave Pool?
Busy. This heat is good for business.
As it should be, right?
Yes.
You know, I noticed somebody the other day was posting and they were asking questions about it. And what, like, water temp do you keep the Wave Pool at?
So usually we try to keep it around 86, 87 degrees, which mm-hmm. some people, that seems hot, but it's really not.
Right.
When it's hotter outside, I like to keep it a little cooler just so it's refreshing. But also in the morning with our swim lessons, we don't want the kiddos to get cold.
Right.
So it's gotta we try to keep it comfortable for everyone.
All right. And I noticed that we're going to have you in here in just a little while. Also, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going to go on at the indoor pool and all that good stuff, because it's going to get a little bit of a facelift.
Yes, a little bit of a facelift.
So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little while. So, well, what's going on at the Wave Pool then?
Well, we still have our swim lessons. We have a couple more summer sessions going on. We still have birthday parties available. You know, families are getting back together, so we can accommodate your family reunion if you want to book us for a private rental for your group. And then we also have our International Days free swim coming up. Like I said, we're going to talk about a little bit International Days, but we do have that coming up as well.
So you always have, like you said, you've always got lessons that seems like they're either ending or starting, one or the other. And it's always good to get the kiddos out there and get them immersed in the water, literally.
Literally, yes.
Teaching them how to swim and giving them that extra little bit of confidence, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And just making sure they're comfortable in, on, around the water, making sure they're safe. They know a lot of safety precautions and rules, and we just want to keep those kids safe around the water.
All right, so that took care of our Desert Wave Pool portion, right?
Yes, that's quick.
So let's talk about what's going to happen in International Days. We've been waiting now for a year for this to happen.
Yes.
And it's finally going to come to fruition, come up the end of this month, and you guys have a lot of things going on in the park, don't you?
We do. There's quite a bit. It'll somewhat be back to the way it was. We do have the pool will have our free swim on Thursday and Friday, and we want to give a shout out to RJ Davis at Pinnacle HVAC. He sponsors it every year. He gives us money to kind of allow people to be able to come swim for free. We'll be having our swimsuit contest, our annual belly flop contest. We'll be giving out some prizes throughout the day, and then that's on Thursday, and then on Friday we'll be free swim as well, and the Boys and Girls Club will be there setting up some activities for the kids to do as well. So that's kind of at the pool, and then head over to the park. We have our opening ceremonies on Thursday. Right now, for the vendors, we have about 8 food vendors, just alone food vendors. Navajo Tacos, there'll be the Texas Twisters, chocolate-covered bananas, which I would probably have to say that's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, and we talked about it before. My kids that are 19 and 20-year-old, That's it. It's the Texas Twister.
Yes.
If you don't have a Texas Twister stand at a fair or a gathering,
it's not a fair.
It's a loss. Really.
Right. Definitely. So aside from the food vendors, there's also right now, and we're still getting more in, 21 miscellaneous vendors that'll be there. So you can come check out and see what they have to offer. The entertainment's actually going to be moved down a little bit. So it's going to be in a little different location. Still around the park area, but it'll be down on the street, so there'll be plenty of seating to space everybody out, because we still want to keep in mind the social distancing to make everyone feel comfortable when they come.
And that really, too, is to give more space in the park as well, I think, than they talked about.
Yes, definitely. To space people out, like I said, make them feel safe and comfortable to walk around and enjoy everything.
All right. So we've got all that. And when does everything start in the park? Like, it'll be Friday, but about what time?
Usually the vendors start kind of fairly early in the morning, like 9-10 in the morning, start setting up. Usually around noon is kind of when we see things, but they do have the kids day and everything that goes on earlier Friday morning. They have the kids parade, and as well as Castleview Hospital sponsoring their kids day, which will be on the USU lawn area right across from the pool. So they have a lot of stuff starting fairly early Friday morning. And then, like I said, opening ceremonies is Thursday evening, so you want to catch that down at the Peace Gardens with entertainment, awards for our Citizen of the Year, things like that.
And once again, that kids parade, is this a thing that they need to register for, or do they just kind of show up?
No, you can just show up for the kids parade. Bring your bikes. I think they're going to give out candy for them to give out as well. But yeah, just bring your bikes and show up.
All right. So, and if you're interested in that, just give them a call down at City Hall. They'll point you in the right direction. Tamara, thank you so much for being the jack of all trades that you are today.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for coming in. That's Tamara Gray with the Desert Wave Pool and Price City talking about what's going on at the pool and everything with International Days that's going to go on up at the park. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview and others, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.